Semi-final number two about to get started here on AM 1240 KFMO. Jared Pettis, Jace Odle with you as we get you set for this one. Game two of four from the MAAA Conference Volleyball Tournament today. And this special broadcast is a Grit and Grace broadcast where female entrepreneurs support local women in sports. And it's brought to you by Julie Pratt, Belgrave Financial in Deloge, and Liberty Security in Farmington. Let's meet the starting lineups, courtesy of American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. The six-seeded St. Genevieve Dragons enter tonight's contest 18-9-1, 2-3 in regular season league play. Carla Bosler is their sixth-year head coach. They go with the junior Emmy Brown, the senior Emma Gegg, the sophomore Aaliyah Filer, the freshman Molly Grass, and two more freshmen, Emma Jokerst and Allie Gegg. The libero is a sophomore, Lila Nix. The Valley Catholic Lady Warriors are the two seed, 24-5-1, 5-0 in regular season play, the outright small school conference champs. Nancy Fisher is their 43rd year head coach. They go with the junior Ada Bly, junior Hayden Vaith, senior Ava Bowman, the junior Peyton Nagger, and a pair of juniors, Lexi Ram and Mara Hogue. The libero today is Addison Ram. She's a senior, wears jersey number 16. Valley Catholic in the blue uniforms, numbers on the front and back, white, no trim, gray underneath the sleeve. The libero wearing the white uniform, and both have Valley on the back. For the blue jerseys, it's white. For the white jersey, it's blue with the numbers to match that. St. Jen in the green uniforms, Dragons on the back, white trimmed in black, numbers on the front and back to match that. They are green with white under the sleeve, long sleeve uniforms, Valley in the short sleeve. The libero, Lila Nix, wearing the white uniform. Dragons on the front, on the back, I should say, green trimmed in black, numbers to match that. And the green underneath the sleeves of the white jersey. Starting lineup brought to you by the Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency. They're proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Getting set for semifinal number two. We are moments away from the Boyd & Associates opening serve. Boyd & Associates turns complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting, integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. The Potosi Lady Trojans watch on to see who they will face off with at 7:45 in the MAAA Conference Championship game. St. Genevieve serves first, left to right in your listening device. Emma Jokers, the freshman, will put it in play to get us started. Lefty serve received by Valley Catholic. That was Vaith. To the right side, an attack ball from Lexi Ram. Ricochets off of a Dragon and tipped back and down for a point. That's Emma Gegg, her first kill. And the Dragons lead the Warriors 1-0. Rather, they overturned that point. They originally sent it, gave the point to St. Jen, but Gegg had finished into the net, and so it's overturned. St. Jen now trails Valley Catholic 1-0. And serving, that's Ava Bowman. Set to the left side, cleared that time by Gegg. Still alive. Valley Catholic will send it across. That was Hogue off the arm of Gegg. Set back to Gegg, and she will clear into a free ball in the back row. Ada Bly set to the left side. Ram off of a block and down for a point. Lexi Ram with her first kill. 2-0 Lady Warriors. They're the two seed. St. Jen the six seed. Semifinal number two. And this one started right on time, 5:15. Serving, Bowman, played by St. Jen. Set to Gegg on the left side. She'll attack and she'll find the floor, her first kill. And the Dragons answer back down 2-1. As the Potosi Gymnasium starting to fill up here as people await the championship game tonight. Lila Nix, the libero, serving for the Dragons. Where's jersey number two? Left-handed serve is received by Ada Bly. Set in the middle, that was Ram, blocked by the Dragons. Cleared this time, and Bowman. On the far side, Gegg will send it back to Valley Catholic. Hayden Vaith was there in the back row. Set to the near side, Hogue, off of a block. Coming to get that, it was Emma Gegg. They set back to Emma Gegg. She will put it through a block and down, and St. Jen is tied. Emma Gegg with two kills. First tie of the opening set. And that keeps Lila Nix on the serving line in the middle. Left to right on your listening device. Valley Catholic attacks right to left, also on your viewing device. Hogue receives, push set in the middle. Ram tips it over the block, but not cleared. 3-1, St. Jen takes over. First lead change of set one in semifinal number two. Jared Pettis with you. Jay Sodal, our entire crew here on the facilities of Odal Media Group, AM 1240 KFMO, and KFMOsports.com with live video, KFMO Sports Live. Lilinick serves, nearly an ace. It will be cleared. Free ball, Dragons. Bad pass, and another one. We get a whistle, and a lift is called. We're tied at three. The Dragons couldn't do anything with that free ball play. And now Valley Catholic has a chance to retake the lead. Mara Hoag back to serve. Top spinning serve. Nix receives. Right side attack. Emma Gag into a block. Dug out of a block. It wasn't blocked. In fact, it hit the tape and never cleared. Four hits. Valley Catholic now up 4-3 as the teams trade the lead. Hoag serves again. Nix receives again. Set in the middle. Filer will clear. Off of Hoag in the back row. Back set looking for Lexi Ram. Off of a block. There was Nix. Push set right side attack. That's Gag, and it's cleared. Rather, that's the left side, and Hoag will set to the near side. Cleared by Bly. Free ball. St. Jean out for a Dragon point. That missed by mere inches. And we are tied at fours. Third tie of set one. And Ella Gag back to serve. Off of Bly. Set to Ram on the far side. Show clear. Lila Nix had to come get it. Set to the back row. Gag will send it too far and out on the opposite side. And it's 5-4 Valley Catholic. And that one missed by a couple of feet. A lot of blue in the crowd here. Supporting the Lady Warriors. A lot of green on the far side as well. Supporting St. Jean. But even more purple and gold on the near side. To watch their Lady Trojans play in a conference championship game later tonight. They will play the winner of this one. Aaliyah Filer clears. Set to the near side. And that was Bly into a stuffed block. And down for a point. That was Allie Gag, the freshman. Her first block. And we are tied at five. Fourth tie of the opening set. And now, Chloe Winner in the serve. Serve off of Hoag, set to the middle, Bly, too far and out, 6-5, St. Genevieve takes over, and our third lead change of set one. Winner serves again. Played in the back row by the libero, cleared on the far side by Paige Gilo, set to the far wing, and that was Brown that played it, and a free ball for St. Jean. Gag set in the middle. Filer off of a blocker and down for a point. 7-5, Dragons. Aaliyah Filer, the sophomore, picks up her first kill. And the Dragons are up by two. The righty bats this one in play. Received by Ram. Set to the back row, and Ram will send over a free ball. Push set left side. That's Brown looking for the line. Going to get that one, Hoag. She'll set to the near side, and Bly will go roll shot. Winner was there. Push back to Brown into the net. Not cleared. 7-6. That'll stop a 3-0 spurt from the Dragons. And Peyton Nagger goes back to serve for the Warriors. Serve played by Emmy Brown. She wants it back. They set to her on the far side. She'll put it into a block. Dug out of the block by Gag. Do they keep it over there? They do for Brown. Towards the net. Into a block again. Still alive. Lila Nix will send it across. Right there was Ada Bly. She wants it back in the middle. They get it to her off of a block and down for a point. Ada Bly with her first kill, and we are tied at seven. Fifth tie, or wait a minute. Oh, okay. I thought they overturned the call. No, in fact, 1,000 digs for one of the Dragons. Pushed to the middle. Bly will clear. There was Gag set in the middle. Filer into a block. She digs it out, but under the net it goes. 8-7, lead change. Valley Catholic takes over. That block in the middle was Ada Bly's. Nagger back to serve again. Nix receives. Set to the left side. And a left-handed attack from Emma Jokerst. Down for a point. We're tied at eight. Sixth tie of set one. Serve received by the Warriors. Set to the near side. That's Ava Bowman down for a point. Valley leads by one, 9-8. As the teams go back and forth, awfully quiet here at Potosi. And a tight contest to open set one. Ada Bly serve. It was short, played up front by Molly Grass. Set to the left side and cleared by Jokerst. Cleared into a free ball, that time by Lydia Brown. Set in the middle. That was Grass off the arm of Nagger and cleared by the Lady Warriors. Set to the left side. Emmy Brown off of a block and down for a point. Emmy Brown with her first kill, tying us at 9. As the teams trade points, Brown will go back to serve. Backspinning serve off the libero, Addison Ram. Set in the middle, Ada Bly will tip it across. Beg your pardon, that was Ava Bowman. Back to the far side, Emma Gegg. It's pancake dig by Nagger, cleared by Valley. Push set left side, Gegg again, off of a block and out of bounds. Emma Gegg with her third kill, and St. Jen takes over, 10-9. Fifth lead change of set one. And it'll be Brown to serve again. Side rotating serve off of Mara Hoag. They set back to Hoag, and she'll have to send over a free ball. Lila Nix was there in the middle. Back set to the near side. Left-handed attack that tipped the tape and rolled over. That'll be a kill for Jokerst, her first. And it's 11-10 Dragons. They've scored three in a row for the third time in this set. Sinking serve received by Bly. Back set this time. Far side attack Brown off of a block and down. Brown, that's Lydia Brown for Valley Catholic. Make it 11-10. Emmy Brown for St. Jen, it's B-R-O-W-N-E. Lydia Brown for Valley Catholic, B-R-O-W-N. Serving, Hayden Vaith, played by St. Jen. Set to the left side, Gegg. It's cleared and off the arms of Vaith again. Now to the near side for Valley. Hoag will clear off of a block dug out by Brown. Sent to the left side, Gegg. She'll attack in a block dug out of a block and another spike attempt. That's Ava Bowman. Her second kill, and we are tied at 11. These Lady Warriors will not go away. Eighth tie of set one. And that served nearly an ace, somehow cleared by Brown. Set to the left side, Grass clears. Back up front, Gegg will tip it down. Still alive for Valley. They put it off of a block. Gegg sliding with the dig. Back set to the near side, Jokerst. Stuffed at the net. Bowman and Hoag were both in the area. 12-11, Valley Catholic takes over. Sixth lead change of the opening set. Hayden Vaith serves again. Back set to the near side. It's Jokerst, the lefty, off of an arm. Not cleared by Valley Catholic. Point for St. Jen. We're tied at 12. And just as I say, Valley Catholic won't go away, St. Jen won't go away either as they fight back to stop a 3-0 rally and tie. Valley Catholic trying to return. They do from near side to far side. That is Lexi Ram, her second kill. 13-12 Valley Catholic, and she was off the floor for a long time, and that benefits St. Jen because when she's on the floor, she is tough to stop. Looks like we're going to get a substitution momentarily. 13-12 is the score. The lead for Valley Catholic. Stoppage. Something on the Valley Catholic bench, potentially. I don't know what's going on. Perhaps some water on the floor from the water tank at the end of the Valley bench. Substitution, and coming into the game, Paige Gilo, the junior. Back to serve, Ava Bowman. And they are still waiting for something, perhaps a towel. The Lady Warriors lead the Dragons 13-12 in set one. The winner of this game, not this set, but this game, plays Potosi in the MAAA Conference Tournament Championship game. The loser plays Bismarck in the third place game. Lila Nix receives serve on the near side. It's cleared by St. Genevieve. In the back row, that was Bowman. Set to the left side and Ram. It was a bad pass into the net. Somebody hit it. Somebody hit it illegally. It was St. Genevieve. I beg your pardon. It was Valley Catholic. It's a St. Gen point. We're tied at 13. 10 ties in set one. Now it's Lila Nix back to serve. Bullet serve. That'll ricochet off of Vaith. Sent to the near side. Gilo clears. Nix was there in the middle of the back row. They set up front for Aaliyah Filer. Diving play by Bly to pick up the dig. Ram will send over a free ball. Up front, that was Jokerst. Nix will set. Somebody's got to clear. Miscommunication, but St. Jen somehow clears into a free ball for Valley. Now it's Lexi Ram off of a block, then the net, then down for a point. 14-13, Lexi Ram. That's her third kill. And Mara Hoag back to serve. Hoag serve received by Nix. Set to the near side. Gag. She will clear in the back row. That was Bowman. Hoag and now cleared by Vaith into a free ball for St. Jen. Push set. Left side attack. Gag on that side. Into a block and down for a point. That's Lexi Ram again with the block. 15-13. Lady Warriors by two. And Hoag serves once more. Not an ace or an error from either side just yet. Nix receives that serve. Pass by Jokerst. Back row attack gag way too far and out. 16-13 and timeout Carla Bosler. The Valley Catholic Warriors up by three. Their largest lead of the set. We'll take a break. Come back with set one when we come back. You're listening to the MAAA Conference semifinal on KFMO.
Camp, explore, and discover the beautiful Eastern Ozarks at Otaki Lake KOA in Patterson. With tons of options every night, such as lodging in deluxe cabins or camping, primitive cabins, as well as RV sites, you can take your whole group hiking in the woods or enjoy the many local events happening on and around the lake. There's something for everyone who loves the outdoors. Call 855-568-2454 and head to 1224 Wayne 318 in Patterson. Adventures await you at Otaki Lake KOA.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
Midway through set one, the Valley Catholic Lady Warriors lead the St. Genevieve Dragons 16-3. The Warriors have scored three in a row. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. It's played by St. Jen out of the serve. Cleared by the Dragons. Near side attack. That was Ram. Still alive. Set to the far side. This time Gag will clear. Coming to get that. Ada Bly. Back set looking for Ram far side. She'll put it off of a blocker. Lila Nix with the diving dig. Back to Gag far side off of a block. Coming to get that. It was Bowman. Set back to Bowman. Free ball St. Genevieve. Oh, but they can't make a clean pass, but somehow clear. Great. Awareness by Allie Gag as she punched it back across in a reactionary play. Now she'll block this one. Dug out of the block by Gilo. Cleared by Valley Catholic. Back set. Looking for Allie Gag. Off of a blocker and down for a point. Allie Gag with her first kill. 16-14 St. Jen trails. That'll stop a short 3-0 run from Valley Catholic. And now it's Emma Gag back to serve for the green and white. Serve off of Bly, set in the middle, cleared by Gilo. Nix with a diving play. Pass up front, Filer sends over a free ball. On the front row, it's played by Valley. Set back to the near side, Bly, into a block and down for a point. Ada Bly with her second. 17-14, Lady Warriors. And serving the libero, Addie Ram. Back set, slide play, Filer into a block, dug out by Gag. Back to Valley, and then blocked up front by Gag. That was Allie Gag. 17-15, Dragons trail by two. Winner in the serve. She'll put it in play with the right hand. Hoag receives, set in the middle, Bly off of Gag. We get a whistle, St. Jen's in the net. 18-15. Bly in the middle with the point. She's got three kills. Back to a three-point lead. St. Genevieve trying to get out of the hole and even things up. Valley Catholic holding steady. Teams have swapped points over the last four, two each. This serve, Peyton Nagger, received by St. Jen. Set to the left side, and the lefty, Emma Jockhurst, finds a hole in the back row. Her second kill, 18-16. And now coming in up front, Molly Grass, going back to serve. Claire Geiler. Top spinning serve off of a Lady Warrior. Bad pass, and it's cleared again by Jokers. Again, a bad pass, and now St. Jen has it in the middle. Grass tipped over the block, coming to get it. The libero, that was Addie Ram. Punched back to the near side and playing that Allie Gag. Set to the near wing. Jokers blocked! And it's Ava Bowman with her second. 19-16. Valley Catholic up by three again. Valley serving Ada Bly. Received by Gag in the back row. Set to the left side. Brown punches it over the block and down to the donut. 19-17. Brown with her second kill. Sinking serve from Brown. That's received by Bly. Cleared into a free ball by St. Jen, or by Valley, I should say, for St. Jen. Gag will tip it over, looking for the donut. Going to get that, it was Nagger, and cleared again towards the net. Not cleared by Valley Catholic. 19-18, free point St. Jen. As their fans start to get a little bit rowdy, trying to support their Dragons, the serve from Brown is played by Valley. Back to the near side, Mara Hogue. Brown, diving dig on that one. Set to the far side. Gag too far and out. It was not deflected. 20-18. And Lexi Ram back to the floor for the Lady Warriors. Back to serve. Hayden Vaith. Top spinning serve received by the Dragons. Set in the middle. That was Grass. Still alive. St. Jen nearly began to celebrate. Cleared by Valley Catholic. Great work by Ram and Nagger. Punched across. Miscommunication. Lila Nix will pick up a kill. She went with the left-hand punch to that ball. And a pair of Lady Warriors just let it go as they miscommunicated. 20-19. Dragons a point away from tying us for the 11th time in the set. Joker serve. Received by Hogue. Sent to the left side. And Bowman will tip it to the donut. 21-19. Ava Bowman has three kills and two blocks. She leads the scorers from either side in this set. And now she will go back to serve. Neither side is at an ace or an error yet. This serve ricochets off of Emma Gag. Set back to Gag. She'll put it off of a block. And set to Ram, far side into the net. And it's 21-20. Aaliyah Filer back into the contest. Back to serve, Lila Nix, the libero. Bullet serve, Hogue receives. Set up front for Ram. She'll punch it to the back row. We get a whistle. Somebody's under the net, and it's Valley. And we are tied at 21. Timeout, Lady Warriors. We'll take the break as well. 11th tie in the set. We're late in this one. 42 points in. We've decided nothing here on KFMO.
Catfish Kettle of Landmark in our community for nearly 38 years, serving fresh, made-to-order catfish, chicken, shrimp, and so much more. Enjoy their drive-thru, delivery, or dine-in options. Enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner today at Catfish Kettle in Farmington, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care, locations in Lettington and Festus.
21-21 out of the Missouri Farm Bureau timeout. Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegar, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. You can contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Set one, semifinal number two, 21-21. We are tied. St. Genevieve has scored three of the last 4 points to draw that Valley Catholic timeout. Both teams have one timeout left. It is Lila Nix back to serve for the green and white. She is the libero for the Dragons. They are the 6 seed, serving to the 2 seed, and we're tied up. Serve received by Bly. Back set, miscommunication, free ball St. Genevieve. That was Brown, set in the middle, Filer to the near side. Oh, man, great idea, but got too much of the net, rolled across and too much and fell out of bounds. 22-21, Valley Catholic leads. And it's Mara Hogue back to serve. She's a junior. Sinking serve. Nix receives. Set to Filer in the middle. Through a block. Not cleared. 23-21. Valley Catholic. And now Carla Bosler going to use her final timeout. And we will take a short break. Back after 30 seconds, courtesy of Texas Roadhouse.
At Texas Roadhouse in Festus, every meal is a celebration. Come enjoy hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, and made-from-scratch sides that'll have your taste buds dancing. Kick back with friends, sip on ice-cold drinks, and dive into warm, buttery rolls you can't resist. Whether it's family night, date night, or just a craving for legendary flavor, Texas Roadhouse is the place to be. Don't wait. Come hungry. Leave happy. Texas Roadhouse in Festus. Where the fun never stops and the food is always fresh.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
23-21, Valley Catholic leads St. Jen out of that timeout, courtesy of Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsager on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Mara Hogue serves, St. Jen receives, set to Emma Gage. She will send it too far and out, one a deflection, not going to get it. It's set point for the Dragons, 24-21. And this serve from Valley Catholic will be played by St. Jen. Emma Gegg again to the back row off of a Lady Warrior, set to the near side and tipped across by Hayden Vaith. Emma Gegg is there. Short set in the middle, Filer tipped to the near side. That was Bly, tipped across, nearly down, and it will be. Valley Catholic takes set one, 25-21. Set two when we come back. The Lady Warriors a set away from heading to the championship game of the conference on KFMO.
Need a cozier, more energy-efficient home? Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills has delivered quality insulation since 1977 with free estimates and old-fashioned family service. Ozarks Modern Insulation, proud sponsor of high school sports.
In real estate, the right plan matters. I'm Mary Hagan, and I'm ready to help guide you through every step, buying or selling. Call me at 573-701-1690. With the right teammate, every move is a victory.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd & Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
Gifford Lumber Company of Farmington has been supplying homeowners and builders with tools, lumber, hardware, and the advice they need to tackle any project, serving the area since 1950. Hometown proud and ready to help. Gifford Lumber Company on Potosi Street in Farmington.
On the field, every play counts. Off the field, every moment matters. Heart and Soul Hospice proudly supports our athletes and our community, helping families make the most of life's precious time. Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
Trust your ride to Wade's Auto Service. Locally owned, serving Farmington since 2015. From oil changes and brake service to diesel diagnostics, all backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Wade's Auto Service, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston has everything from chicken and dumplings to sandwiches to steaks and ribs. The pass-arounds are delicious family favorites. The desserts are amazing and all topped off with the famous throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, 1800 West State Highway J in Sykeston.
Need mobile home repairs? R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service is your one-stop solution. Doors, windows, plumbing, skirting, roof coating, and more. Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service at Highway 67 and Y in Valley Mines, 636-937-9898.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozarks Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Out of the Missouri Farm Bureau set break, St. Genevieve sends one too far and out, and Valley Catholic takes over. Then Allie Gag plays that one into a block and out of bounds. Gag picks up her second kill. Allie Gag does, and we're tied at 1-1 here in set two. Valley Catholic takes set one, 25-21, and they're a set away from the MAAA Conference Tournament Championship game. Just had a piece of paper delivered to me between sets. Get to that in just a second. Serve received by Vaith. Cleared by Elo. Back to the near side, and that somehow stayed inside the antenna for Gag as she clears into a free ball for Valley Catholic. Tipped down by Lexi Ram. That's four kills for her. 2-1 Lady Warriors. Jared Pennis, Jace Odle with you here on the facilities of Odle Media Group, AM 1240 KFMO, the KFMO app, online at KFMOsports.com. Live video, $5 to watch per the MAAA conference. That was Emma Gag. Now Lexi Ram will clear into a block by Filer. Dug out of the block by Gilo. Near side attack, that's Bly, roll shot. Gag diving for that one, that's another dig. We'll get to that momentarily as it's cleared by Jokerst. Far side, Ram. Attack near side, got it. 3-2, or check that, 3-1, Valley, Ram with her fifth. Emma Gag, her mother, had sent over, or at least a mom in the seats, I would imagine it's her mother, sent over a roster sheet for the conference, set to the near side, and Gag will play it into a block and down for a point. 4-1 Valley. Emma Gag picked up her 1,000th dig in that first set. And so that's what the paper that was delivered to me reads, and that's what the little cheer was midway through that set. Attack in the middle, Gilo, into a block by Filer. Still alive for Valley Catholic, to the near side, Bly, off of Jokerst and down. 5-1 Valley Catholic Lady Warriors as Bly picks up her fourth, and Carla Bosler will take an early timeout. We will take the break as well, a set that St. Genevieve has to have. They're down by four early on KFMO.
Schlosser Orthodontics offers orthodontic care unique to every patient's treatment needs. With both traditional braces and Invisalign therapies available, they make sure to address your dental concerns to achieve a smile that is both healthy and beautiful. Schlosser Orthodontics, 603 North Maple Street in Farmington.
Pre-planning a funeral is very personal. Whether it's special music or a favorite poem, each person has their own wishes. At Cozine Memorial Chapel, we're here to help you express those wishes.
Proud to be a part of high school sports, Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematorium, 217 West Columbia in Farmington.
This is a special Grit and Grace featured broadcast where female entrepreneurs support local women in sports. Grit and Grace is brought to you by Liberty Security in Farmington and by Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial in Deloge.
5-1 is the score. The lead for Valley Catholic out of the Missouri Farm Bureau timeout. Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sontegra, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. What a time for our first ace of the match. It's from Mara Hogue, and it's 6-1 Valley Catholic. She will serve again off of Emma Gag. Set to the back row, and Lila Nix will put a little topspin on that one as she attacks from the back line. It's cleared by Alexi Ram, played by St. Jen, set to Filer off the net and down for a point. Ava Bowman with the dig, but couldn't make a pass. 6-2, and that'll end a 5-0 run from the Lady Warriors. And it'll be Chloe Winner into serve for the Dragons. Sinking serve received by Vaith. On set, cleared into a free ball by St. Genevieve, or for St. Genevieve, by Valley Catholic. Aaliyah Feiler misses the angle on that one and smokes it out by a mile. 7-2, Lady Warriors. Winner of this one gets Potosi in the championship at 7:45. The next game is at 6:30. It's the third place game. Back to serve, Addie Ram, the libero. Opposite libero, Nix is there. Set to the left side, Emmy Brown off the tape. That one's played by Hogue. Set to the near side. Bly will tip it across. And there was Brown to play it. Back to the near side. That's Gag. Allie Gag off of a block and down for a point. Allie Gag's got her third kill and 5 points. She's got two blocks in the game as well. That leads all St. Genevieve players. And Lucy Gag in the serve. First time we've seen her tonight. Gag serve. Tips the tape and falls. And it's an ace. 7-4. Lucy Gag serving again. That one's played by Ada Bly. Pushed to the near side, and Lexi Ram will clear. Back to the far wing, Emmy Brown. Got it off the libero. 7-5. Emmy Brown to the right corner. Lucy Gag will serve again. Serve off of Bly. Back set, far side, looking for Gilo. She'll clear it off of a block and down for a point. Gilo with her first kill. 8-5. And if you're St. Genevieve, you just got to think one and done here to get back into it. Back to serve, Peyton Nagger, received by Emma Gag. Set in the middle, Aaliyah Feiler threw a couple of defenders and off of Nagger into the seats, 8-6. Feiler with her second kill. Coming in up front, Molly Grass, back to serve. Claire Geiler. Sideward rotating serve off of Ram, set to the middle. And that was Lydia Brown, her second kill, 9-6. Substitution coming in for the Dragons. Feiler, then Nix comes back to the floor. Allie Boyette, the junior, wears jersey number 9. She will go back to serve for the Lady Warriors. First time we've said her name tonight. Or this evening, I should say. Not tonight just yet. Serve received by Emma Gag. Set to the far side, Emmy Brown over the block and down for a point. Brown with 4, 9-7. Far side attack for St. Jen, for Valley Catholic, rather, on the return. It's played by St. Jen to the near side. That was Jokerst, not cleared, off the tape. 4 hits, 10-7. Warriors lead, Dragons. Both teams struggling to find some rhythm as we approach the midway point of set 2, and a set that St. Jen has to win. Gag receives, Brown will set, near side Jokerst, left-handed attack off of Boyette. And over the stage, 10-8, Jogerst with her third kill. And she will go back to serve. 8 Bly back into the game to play the back row. Serve sinking. Hogue receives. Back set, far side attack. Bowman, she'll tip it over the block. Going to get that was Allie Gag. Set to the left side. Emma Gag into a block and down for a point. That's Bowman. And Ram, it's 11-8, Lady Warriors. And now Ava Bowman will rotate to serve. On the near side, Emma Gag receives. Far side attack, too far and out. Allie Gag missed the angle on that one, 12-8, Valley Catholic. And Bowman will serve again. Backwards rotating serve, played by the Dragons. Set to Nix. She'll clear and pick up a kill. Nix with her second point of the proceedings, and she will go back to serve now on the rotation. Coming out of the game, Molly Grass. Back in, Aaliyah Feiler. Serve. It's an ace from Nix. 12-10. St. Jen with their second ace here in the set. The lefty into the net, serving error. 13-10, Valley. That's our first serving error from either side tonight. And Mara Hogue back to serve. She had an ace a little bit ago in this set. Emma Gage receives. Set to the 10-foot line. Emmy Brown, flat-footed, will clear. Backside set. Cleared by Ram, too far and out. 13-11. Lexi Ram couldn't keep that one in. And Chloe Wenner will come in to serve. She will serve. Vaith will receive. Set to Ram. She'll put it into the net. Not cleared. It's a one-point game. 13-12. St. Jen coming back into this one. Winner serve off of Hogue. Free ball, St. Jen. It's cleared by Valley Catholic. Set to Winner. She will clear. Coming to get it. It's Bly. Set back to Bly on the near side. Roll shot. Jokerst was there. Miscommunication. It falls to the floor. 14-12. Jokerst, I beg your pardon, Nix and Winner were both approaching that one. The miscommunication. It falls between them. And back to serve, Addie Ram. Two-point lead, Valley. Serve received by Brown. Set to the near side, Filer. Tipped into a block off of a Dragon and down for a point. Gilo with the stop. 15-12. And Ram will serve again. This is Addie Ram, the libero. Top spinning serve off of Nix. Set to Filer off of a block. In the back row, it's played by Bowman. Set to the far side and tipped across by Jocelyn Nagger. We get a whistle. Somebody's underneath the net. It's Valley Catholic. 15-13. Dragons down by two. And Lucy Gag will come back in to serve for Allie Gag. Back rotating serve off of Bly. She wants it back. They set to her off of a block. What a play by Gag. Cleared by Filer. Still alive. Set to the near side. This time it's Bly again into a block. Far side set. That's Jocelyn Nagger. It's played by St. Jen and cleared by Emmy Brown. In the back row, the libero Ram was there. Set to the near side. Cleared by the Warriors. Oh, miscommunication or a bad pass, one or the other. It's tipped back across by... That was Filer, still alive. St. Jen with it. Emmy Brown, miss hit, out of bounds by a mile. 16-13. Back into the contest up front, Allie Gag. Peyton Nagger to serve for the Lady Warriors. Lila Nix receives. Back set near side, Filer swinging off of a block and down. 16-14, Filer with her third kill. And Valley Catholic, or rather St. Genevieve, will serve. It's Claire Geiler. Bullet serve off of Hogue. Back set far side, Bly tipped off the block. Diving for that one, it was Emma Gig. Set to Emmy Brown. She'll put it off of a blocker. Coming to get it, the libero Ram. Set in the middle, and Bly will punch it across. Going back to get that Geiler. She slips and falls, but made the pass. Cleared into a free ball for Valley Catholic. Push set near side. That's Bowman. Blocked up front, still alive. Dug out of the net. Cleared into a free ball. Oh, man, it wasn't cleared. Peyton Nagger on a knee. Just had a desperation swing It would have been a free ball for St. Jen, but she missed the clear by about 6 inches. 16-15, Dragon serve. Set to the near side, cleared by Bowman. Too far and out. We're tied at 16. Second tie of set two. First tie since 1-1. St. Jen has scored three straight and four of five. Serve received by the Lady Warriors. Set up front. Bowman will tip it. Played by the Dragons. Set to the far side. Amy Brown through a block and towards the net and down for a point. Amy Brown with her fifth kill. 17-16 and a lead change. Our first of the set. Timeout, Lady Warriors. St. Genevieve on top. Getting later in set two and a set they have to have on KFMO.
Sometimes life can get away from us, but with Karastan Luxcraft Flooring, your space becomes your escape. Imagine a tranquil room with incredibly beautiful floors made from long-lasting, nature-inspired materials. Luxcraft invites you to slow down and bring peace to your home. And right now, it's National Karastan Month at Busenbach Flooring and Granite. The perfect time to embrace nature's touch and save on the floors you've been dreaming of. Visit Busenbach Flooring and Granite and discover the beauty of Karastan Luxcraft.
Looking for affordable, career-ready education close to home? Mineral Area College offers degrees, certificates, and training designed to fit your life and future. Mineral Area College, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Go team!
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ludington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau, Ada Bly picks up a kill to tie us at 17, and Valley Catholic called the timeout. They score first out of the timeout. Now Bly serves. Returned by the Dragons. Bly will set up front for Jocelyn Nagger, tipped over a defender and into the donut, and her first kill, 18-17, Valley Catholic back on top. Second lead change after the third tie. That timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sotziger on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Left side attack. Emmy Brown, too far and out. 19-17. Three in a row for the Lady Warriors, answering four straight from the Dragons. Top spinning serve, Emmy Brown. Push sent left side attack. That's Joe Gerst off of a block. Odd pass. Free ball. St. Jen playing that one. Nix set to the left side. Brown off the tape and down for a point. 19-18. Brown with her sixth kill. And she will go back to serve. Side spinning serve off of Bly. Set to the near side. Hogue will clear. Brown went to get that one after her serve. Set to Emma Gag. Threw a block and down for a point. We are tied at 19. Emma Gag with her fourth kill. Fourth tie of set two. Tipped by Gag. Still alive into the antenna. Gag point. 20-19. Valley Catholic trailing now by one. Emma Gag with her fifth kill. Serve received by the libero, Ram. Set in the middle. That was Bowman down for a point. Her fourth kill tying us at 20. Now the Lady Warriors, again, like I said, in set one, they will not go away. And Hayden Vaith comes in to serve for Valley Catholic. Serve off of Emma Gag. Brown backs at near side. Jokers threw a block looking for the line. That was Bly with the dig. Cleared by Hogue. Free ball. Too far and out. 21-20. St. Jen reads it well and takes the lead. And now it's Jokers, the freshman, to serve. Off of Vaith, set to the far side. Bowman will clear. That's off of Brown. Nix had to go get that one. Nearly stepped on her teammate and cleared. Push sent right side attack. Hogue not cleared. 22-20. And now Valley Catholic on the ropes late in the set. Not going to use a timeout yet. Serving Jokers, left-handed serve off of Mara Hogue. Set to the near side. Lexi Ram back into the game. She'll tip it across. Brown was there. Back set near side. Jokers. Right-handed attack, except that was Allie Gag. My apologies. Her numerical counterpart, Lexi Ram, will clear. Lila Nix of the back row was there. Emma Gag off of a block. In the back row, Bly. Back set, Ram. Far side attack into a block again. That's Gag down for a point. Emma Gag with her first block. 23-20. Valley Catholic timeout. We'll take the break as well. Their first timeout of the set. It's late in this one. Dragons need it to play for three. We'll be back after this on KFMO.
From engine repair to collision repair, Keene Performance in Bonterre is all things automotive. They service all makes and models and will have you back on the road in no time. Keene Performance, located on Stormy Lane off of Highway K in Bonterre, proud supporter of high school sports.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Late in set two, St. Genevieve has scored six of the last seven. They're up 23-20, trying to force a decisive third set. If they lose this set, Valley Catholic will play for a championship later tonight. Timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. St. Jen serve, Emma Jokerst. Serve is an ace on the back line, 24-20. Jokerst with her first ace. And she serves again. Hogue receives. Vaith will set. Near side attack, Lexi Ram. Roll shot into a block. Tipped off the netting. That was Grass. Set to the far side. Gag off of a block and down for a point. Bowman keeps this set alive. 24-21. Now Bowman back to serve. Emma Gag in the back row is there. Push that far side attack. That's Allie Gag off of a block and out of bounds. We're playing three in the second semifinal. Allie Gag with her fourth kill, 25-21. Set three coming up after this. And unlike pool play, they played a 25 in this set. You're listening to the MAAA Conference Tournament semifinal number two on KFMO.
It starts with an idea, a logo, a message, a spark. Graphic Options in Farmington brings it to life on shirts, signs, banners, and more. Fast, local, unforgettable. Graphic Options in Farmington. Quality graphics, endless options.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they can even come to you. Curtis Auto Glass in Park Hills has you covered. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills.
Everybody's going home, pool, and spa.
Looking to turn your backyard into a family paradise? With 80 years of experience, Home Pools and Spas brings in-ground pools, above-ground pools, and relaxing spas to life right here in Ludington, Missouri.
From auto to home to life, pet, and business insurance, Chris Morrison State Farm in Farmington offers personalized coverage and free quotes to fit your needs. Chris Morrison State Farm, proud sponsor of high school sports. Call or text 573-756-1900 today.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric Power's hometown pride. Supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
Did you know that Ozarks Federal offers investment property loans for residential and non-residential real estate investors? Our investment property loans have flexible terms, and we offer purchase, refinance, and cash-out loans that make those dreams become reality. We offer loans on land for construction and loans on improved or unimproved land. See a loan officer at one of our five locations to apply for an investment property loan. Ozarks Federal, always loyal, always local. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, www.ofsl.bank.
Had a run-in with life's surprises? Kevin Ball Auto Body, the most recommended repair shop in the area, restores your ride to its pre-accident condition with over 30 years of craftsmanship. Free estimates anytime, no appointment needed. Kevin Ball Auto Body, proud sponsor of high school sports.
High School Volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics. Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington. And by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
Set three about to get started. Second MAAA Conference semifinal. Valley Catholic had set one 25-21. St. Genevieve erased an early 6-1 deficit and takes set two 25-21, rattling off 5 of 6 to close out the set. Ava Bowman and Valley Catholic start the serving in set two, and the Lady Warriors are going to score first on a player in the net for St. Genevieve. 1-0 Warriors, same way every set has started in this match. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO Sports Plus. Jay Soto produces our video broadcast online at KFMOsports.com. Here's an attack into a block and cleared. That was Bowman and Gag. Far side, Bowman. I beg your pardon, Ram. And now to the far side, Emma Gag. She will attack and she will score. We are tied at one. First tie of set three. Emma Gag has 6 kills. Lila Nix will serve. Backward rotating serve off of Vaith. Push set to the middle. Ram had to back up and clear it. Set or dump in the middle. It's played by Valley Catholic. Now to the near side, Hoag off of a block. There was Emma Gag. Lila Nix backpedaling away from the net. Miss hits it under the net. 2-1 Valley. And it'll be Mara Hoag back to serve for the Lady Warriors, up by a point. Remember, they're playing to 25 in this set. Far side attack. That's Allie Gag, and returned but out of bounds. Gag picks up her 5th kill, tying us at 2. Emma Gag now back to serve. Top spinning serve received by Valley. Set in the middle and cleared by Gilo. On the far side, that was the Dragons returning. Set to the near wing, and Bly will put it off of a defender and out. 3-2, Lady Warriors. And in to serve the libero, Addison Ram. Serve received by Gag. Set to the near side, Filer. Deflected, and a point for St. Jen, tying us 3 apiece. Filer gets the kill. Filer's 4th, tie number 3. Back to serve, Chloe Winner. Sinking serve received by Bly. Back set to the far side, Gila will clear. Diving dig by Nix. Sent to the far side, Emmy Brown. She'll put it off of a block and down. 4-3, our first lead change of set three. Emmy Brown with her 7th kill. And Winner back to serve once more. Top spinning serve off of Bly. Set back to Bly in the middle. She'll tip this one across towards the donut. Emma Gag was there. Emmy Brown will clear with a top spinning roll shot. Tip towards the donut again by Ram. And Bowman, played by St. Genevieve. That was Brown. Far side attack. That's Lydia Brown now for Valley Catholic. It's cleared into a block. Bly into a block again. Dug out of the block. Bowman will punch it to the back row. Nix was there in the far corner. Set goes to Filer. Tipped it to the far side and down for a point. 5-3. Filer with another. She's got five kills. Three in a row for St. Genevieve. Serve received by Ada Bly. Sent to the far side. Gilo looking for the line. Emma Gegg was there. Sent to the far side. Emmy Brown off of a blocker. Still alive. What a dig by Ava Bowman. Filer will deflect it. Far side, that's Brown. From the 10-foot line, she clears. Mara Hogue was there into the net. Dug out of the net. And not cleared by Valley. 6-3, Dragons. Still early in the third set. Nancy Fisher not going to use a timeout. Serve, far side, ace for Chloe Winter. Her first ace. St. Jen's up 7-3. Still no timeout from Nancy Fisher. Five in a row for the Dragons. Sinking serve is an error. 7-4. And Peyton Nagger comes in to serve for Valley Catholic. Serve received by Lila Nix. Back set to the near side. Filer over the block. Back to play it. Hogue. Push set to the near side. That's Bowman with the roll shot. Allie Gegg sent to the near side. Jokerston into the net. 7-5. Sinking serve played in the back row by Gegg. Set, Filer clears. Back row, Ram. She's the libero. Back set, far side. This time it's Lydia Brown. And it's played by St. Jen. On the far side attack, that was Lila Nix. I beg your pardon, Emmy Brown, too far and out. 7-6. Valley Catholic has scored three in a row, and they're down by a point. I haven't seen a whole lot of Lexi Ram. She had a tremendous first set. Back set near side, Brown off the tape, played by Addie Ram, cleared by Mara Hogue off of Brown on the far side. Going to get that, it was Gegg, cleared by Lila Nix into a free ball for Valley Catholic. Back to the near side, that's Bowman off of a block, coming to get that Gegg. Back set near side, Joker stuffed the block and out of bounds. 8-6, Emma Jokers with her fourth kill. And coming in to serve, Claire Geiler. Serve off of Hogue. Push set to the near side. Bowman, perfect pass, perfect attack, perfect kill. Ava Bowman with her fifth. And it's an 8-7 game. And it'll be Ada Bly back to serve. Valley Catholic has one ace in the game. That came from Mara Hogue. And that was in set two. Far side attack. Emmy Brown off of Bly and down for a point. 9-7. Emmy Brown with her seventh kill. And that leads all hitters for St. Genevieve. And now Brown goes back to serve. Right-handed serve played by Valley. Set to the near side. Hogue going to get it next. She can't get to it. Hogue with the kill. That's her first, and it's a one-point game again, 9-8. And now Lexi Ram will come back to the floor. Five kills and two blocks tonight. And when she's on the floor, St. Jen has struggled to stop her. Serve received by Allie Gegg. Sent to the far side, Emma Gegg, too far and out. Tying us at nine, it was not deflected. Valley Catholic has tied it, looking to change the leads for the second time in the set. Serve received by the Dragons. Short set in the middle. That was played into a block. Still alive. Joggerst off an arm and down. Emma Joggerst with her fifth kill. 10-9. Dragons. I think St. Genevieve thought that that attack ball from the middle went into the net and not a block, but the official said otherwise. Joggerst now serving. Received by Bly. Back sent far side. Bad pass. Gegg will tip it across. Near side attack, Lexi Ram, too far and out, not deflected. 11-9, St. Jean. Serving, Emma Jockhurst again. Played by Hogue in the middle of the back row. Pushed it to the near side, Ram. Bad pass, she'll tip it across. We get a whistle. She's under the net. Dragon point, 12-9. And Emma Jockhurst, the freshman, to put this one in play once more. 3-point lead. The lefty serves. It's received by Hogue. Back set, far side, Bowman. Tipped over the block and down for a point. Molly Grass couldn't keep that one alive. 12-10. Bowman with her sixth kill, and she will go back to serve now after the Valley point. Top spinning serve off of Emma Gag. Set to the 10-foot line. Gag will play it into a block. No, they get a whistle. Four hits. 12-11. It was off the tape. And Bowman will serve once more. Her club down by one. Winner of this set plays Potosi in the championship at 7:45. Short set, tipped across. That was Grass. Play by Valley. Back set, Ram into a block and out of bounds. Lexi Ram gets the point. We're tied at 12. Lexi Ram with her sixth kill. Fifth tie of set three. Bowman serve off of Nix. Set to the far side. Emma Gag tipped over the block. Down by the line, but it's dug by Ava Bowman. Sliding. Cleared into a free ball for St. Jean. Set to the near side. Allie Gag off of Ada Bly. Going to get that. It was Bowman. Lexi Ram will send over a free ball. Lila Nix is there. Short set in the middle. Grass tips it off the netting and clears. Far side to the near side. Hogue. Played by St. Jean. Far side attack. That's Gag. Off of Bowman. Down for a point. Emma Gag with her seventh kill. And St. Jean still on top by a point. 13-12. And it's Lila Nix back to serve for the Dragons. Bullet serve from Nix off of Hayden Vaith. Sent to the near side and cleared. That time it was Gilo, played by St. Jean. Far side, that's Gag. Into a block, out of the block. Ram, attack, off of Jokers. Coming to get that, it's off the ceiling. That was Nix. Free ball set across by Emmy Brown. Played by Valley. Back set, far side, Ram off of Nix and down for a point. We're tied at 13s. Lexi Ram with seven. Sixth tie of set three. And it's Mara Hogue back to serve. Off of Emma Gag. Set back to Emma Gag. Through the tape and down for a point. 14-13. Emma Gag has eight. And she goes back to serve. Gag sinking serve received by Ada Bly. Set to the far side, Lexi Ram. Short set in the middle, Filer. Tip to the near side, down for a point. 15-13. Valley Catholic trailing now by two. St. Genevieve with the lead. Filer with her sixth kill. Top spinning serve received by Vaith. Set to the back row. Hogue punches it. Emma Gag is there in the far corner. Filer wants it back. They get it to her, and she spikes another one. 16-13. Filer has seven. The six-seed St. Genevieve Dragons lead two-seed Valley Catholic. 16-13. Timeout. Lady Warriors will take the break as well. Midway in set three. Winner of this set plays Potosi in the championship tonight on KFMO.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting again.
or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
High school volleyball on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilstermary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Set three, St. Jen leads 16-13 out of the Valley Catholic timeout. Brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau Agent Mike Sansier on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. That's a bucket and one. It'll be a St. Genevieve point. Oh, no, it won't. They're going to replay this point because it went through the basket. Would have been a 17-13 lead. It was received by Valley Catholic, but ricocheted into the net. You can't play that one. Serve received by Ada Bly. Set back to Bly on the near side, tipped over the block. Emmy Brown was there. Back set to the near side. That's Allie Gag to the back row, too far and out. 16-14. Back to serve the libero, Addison Ram. Lexi Ram off the floor. She leads Valley Catholic hitters. Addie Ram serve received by Nix to the near side, Filer off of Peyton Nagger in the back row. Set to the far wing and cleared by Lydia Brown off of Nix. Free ball set over by Filer. Her back was to the net. Push set near side. Bowman, check that, it's Bly. Diving dig by Jokerst. Back row attack, Nix going to get that. Ava Bowman set to the far side and cleared by Lydia Brown. Cleared by Nix on the dig try. Back to the near side and Bly. Off of Jocker, somebody's got a set, diving play, Gag, Nix will clear. Over there on the far side, Lydia Brown, punch to the back row, coming again at Jokerst. Gag sets far side, Brown tipped over the block, looking for the donut, but right there to play at Bowman. Far side attack, Lydia Brown got the far line, 16-15. Lydia Brown, great placement on that one, she's got three kills. Valley Catholic trying to fight back. Down by a point. Ram serves, we don't have a signal, it's an ace. We're tied at 16. First Valley Catholic ace since early in the set, it's Rams, the libero, and we are tied. Nix is there to receive, set to Filer, got it far side, 17-16 St. Jen. And back into the game, Chloe Winter to serve. She's got an ace and an error. Both in this set. Top spinning serve, Ada Bly receives. Set back to Bly in the middle. Off of a block and down for a point, Filer. She's got two blocks, and it's 18-16. Serve played by Valley. Set to Bly, but it's sent over into a free ball by Gilo. Filer, attack off of Ho. Going to get that, it's Bowman. A Bly on the near side, tipped it across. Right there was Winter, set to the far side, and Gag will punch it to the far side. Check that, it was Brown. Now to the near wing. Bly off of a block and down. Ada Bly makes it 18-17. And Valley Catholic trying to get back to a tie as Peyton Nagger comes into the game to serve. Top spinning serve off of Brown. Filer will clear, punching the ball from underneath. Far side attack, too far and out, not deflected. Lydia Brown couldn't keep it alive, 19-17. Getting late in set three, Dragons up by two. Claire Geiler back to serve. Sideward rotating serve off the libero, Addison Ram. Set to the near side, that's Bowman off of a block and down for a point, 19-18. Ava Bowman with six kills and four blocks. Back to serve, Ali Boyette. Boyette serve, received by Emma Gegg. Set to the far side, Emmy Brown into a block. We get a whistle. It was not cleared, rather. It hit the top of the netting. We are tied at 19 apiece. Eighth tie of set three in Valley Catholic. A huge point. Boyette to serve. Serve received by Brown. Back set near side into a block. Joker stuck out of the block by Nagger in the back row. Set to the far side and cleared by Lydia Brown. Right there, Emma Gig. Set to Joker. Stuff of a block and down for a point. 20-19, St. Jean. Emma Jokerst with six kills. Back to serve, Emmy Brown. Substitution coming in, Ada Bly. Sideward rotating serve, received by Hogue. Set back to Hogue on the near side at the 10-foot line. Played into a block. Hogue digs it out. Back set, far side. Off of a blocker and down. That attack ball and the kill goes to Lydia Brown, her fourth. And we are tied at 20 apiece. Ninth tie of set three. 25th tie of the match. Serve received by Emma Gig. Back set to the near side. Joker tipped into a block. We get a whistle. It'll be a Valley Catholic point. Ava Bowman was into the net, but underneath Emma Jokerst. 21-20, a lead change. Valley Catholic takes over. And it'll be Hayden Vaith back to serve for the Warriors. Trying to close it out now. Serve received by Allie Gag. Set in the middle, Molly Grass. She'll put it off of a block. In the back row, Nagger. Set to the far side, Lexi Ram. She'll tip it to the far wing. Right there was Brown. Set back to the far side, Gag. Tips it across, looking for the donut. Diving play. That was Nagger. Set to Ram. Off of a block and out of bounds. 22-20, timeout St. Jean. Three in a row for Valley Catholic. They have taken the lead late in set three. And if they win this set, they're playing for a conference championship tonight against Potosi. We'll take a break. Back right after this on KFMO.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington and Festus recommends a child's first eye exam at 3 years old, but sooner, of course, if you notice any problems. They are here to serve patients of all ages.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
This is a special Grit and Grace featured broadcast where female entrepreneurs support local women in sports. Grit and Grace is brought to you by Liberty Security in Farmington and by Julie Pratt with Belgrade Financial and Deloge.
Set three, 22-20. Valley Catholic leads out of the timeout, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. Serving Hayden Vaith, received by Gag, set in the middle. Back to Gag on the far side, off of a blocker, down for a point. 22-21. Emma Gag says, don't go anywhere, folks. We're not done. That is her ninth kill of the game. Emma Jokers back to serve, puts it in play. Mara Hogue receives. Hayden Vaith will set to the near side. Lexi Ram punching it to the back row. Lila Nix was there. Set far side, Gag again, off of an arm towards the net and under the net, and we are tied at 22. Emma Gag back-to-back kills. Now it's Jokers to serve again, off of Hogue. Back set far side, Bowman off of Jokerst. Nix will set. Gag with her back to the net will send over a free ball. Valley Catholic plays in the middle. Bowman off of Jokerst and down for a point. 23-22. Ava Bowman has eight. And she goes back to serve. Side rotating serve received by Nix. Set to the back row. Emmy Brown tipped over the block. Bowman was there in the middle of the back row. Set to the near side. Mara Hogue into a block and out of bounds. Hogue puts Valley Catholic on match point. Carla Bosler takes a timeout. We will keep this timeout here this late in set three. St. Jean with their back against the wall. trying to defend the MAAA conference title from last year. 24-22, Valley Catholic leads. St. Genevieve takes set two, 25-21. They led at 1.7-3 in this third set. But Valley Catholic has fought back recently. Before that first St. Genevieve timeout, had scored 5 of 6. And after their timeout, they called trailing 16-13. Outscored St. Gen 9-4. And it's been 2-2 since, and it's match point for Valley Catholic, 24-22. That timeout was brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau. It's Ava Bowman to serve. Serve off of Brown. Set far side. That was Allie Gig. Set to Ram. To the back row, Nix. Set of the near side, Allie Gig on this side. Off of a block and out of bounds. Allie Gig makes it 24-23. That's her sixth kill. And back to serve, Lila Nix. Looking for the tie and to force extra points. You have to win by two. We're in set three. Nix to serve. Off of Bly. Set in the middle for Ram. Spikes it, and the defending champs are defending it no more. Potosi will face Valley Catholic in the conference championship game. St. Jen will stay on the floor, and they will play Bismarck in the third place game. Final score, Valley Catholic takes it 25-21, 21-25, 25-23. That final kill for Lexi Ram was her ninth. Now we head in between games. We'll hand out pizza, get you stats, and recap game number two, and get you set for the third place game after this on KFMO.